on I-95.
It is 7:12 now. The latest from Jermaine and Michael Jackson on I-95, the Jacksons have got to be the official band of the United States Olympics 84 Games.
This is Michael Jackson, and I just feel so good inside.
Oh,
I just put a bumper sticker on my car that says, "Honk if you've seen my other glove."
I just saw a bumper sticker that said, "Honk if you know if the Jacksons are coming to Miami and Fort Lauderdale." Well, here is the latest now. Don King and the Jacksons' parents are no longer involved with any of the details of executing this concert tour. They are, however, going to be splitting 15% of the net profits, which is estimated to be $40 million off the tour, and with all the post-merchandising, $100 million.
That's disgusting!
I know, and they still have not confirmed any cities or dates, but they actually are in rehearsal, and it looks like it will be happening, but nobody knows where or when. I-95, it's 7:22, where the money music jams can happen at any moment. You just have to keep listening for them. It's time now for the news update with Jeff DeForest, and Neil Rogers will have a commentary in here about the student at Coral Park High who was suspended for dyeing her hair fuchsia. And I must say, I already know what he's going to say about this. I disagree with him, so we'll have to open a new can of worms here shortly.
A little fuchsia never hurt anybody, you know? Just adds to the atmosphere of the classroom. For countless years, herdsmen in northwestern China have been living in tents made of yak hair. But progress marches on. The government is staging a big yak attack. It's trying to get the herdsmen to use plastic tents instead. The Chinese news agency says they're lighter and stronger than the traditional yak hair variety, and they're being sold with optional accessories such as electric generators. That is progress. One nomad ordered a plastic tent and generator, saying, "I hope I'll be able to watch TV with this one."
Immorality has reached a new level.
I understand they have a surplus of case-hardened yak cheese that they've been distributing.
The official cheese of the LA Olympics.
Yes.
7:25, traffic and weather up next in the commentary from Uncle Neil.
And like it or not, there just have to be guidelines. And I'm Neil Rogers for I-95.
The opinions expressed by Neil Rogers are his own and do not necessarily reflect the views of I-95 or its sponsors. Your response is welcome. Neil can also be heard weeknights, 8 to midnight on WINZ AM. Now, I have to disagree.
You look hot. You look hot. You look fuchsia in the face.
Really? That's just being young. I mean, I used to go to school with a bone through my nose. Now, I'm a lady of real class. I have a diamond stick pin through my nose. And I think that as long as a person's doing their work and getting their classwork done, then what's the problem?
Well, tell Neil that I'm going to return his rainbow wig that I borrowed for the Orange Bowl game last year. And we do have a commentary from a fuchsia-haired girl that's standing right outside the building.
That is utterly ridiculous.
All right, we've got a delay southbound on the interstate at 95th Street. Also east.
You're so stupid.
And now it's time for the sports brought to you by Chassis Master and Dayton Broward. Chassis Master Precision Guarantee. Here he is in the official dirty socks of the 84 games. Jeff DeForest.
The official sweat sock of the 1984 Olympics.
I want to know who is the official deodorant. I mean, now that's something that's more applicable, don't you think?
Seriously, very well chosen words. Today's the day the National Football League divvies up the talent that's...
I-95, 7:42. Have you been practicing your Vulcan salute? We're getting you into the premiere of Star Trek 3, The Search for Spock, starting Thursday. I-95, that's Shalimar on at 7:46. This is the Madam coming up. We got the traffic report. Also, Jeff DeForest will be telling you what TV shows have been canceled and what they're going to be replaced with. But we've also been talking about all the ridiculous items that are the official Olympic this and that. Well, I'm reading a magazine the other day. I see this full-page ad presenting the AT&T Commemorative Olympic Telephone. Now you can own the phone of the 1984 Los Angeles Olympic Games with the official Star in Motion symbol, with any or all of 7 Olympic event sculptures, exclusive works of art capturing a moment of victory in bronze or pewter. Hear the cheers in the years to come.
Wow.
That's really getting low. They say, call this toll-free number for more information. Well, by all means, let's check this out. All must have the official commemorative Olympic telephone.
morning, AT&T. How may I help you?
I'm calling about the commemorative Olympic telephones.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, first of all, can you tell me how much they are?
Yes, ma'am, I can help you with that. The phone itself is $174.95. Yes, ma'am, and that comes with a plaque. If you were interested in one of the statues, I could give you the price on it.
Oh, the statue is extra.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, what about the runner?
The runner's suggested manufacturer retail price is $99.95.
Now, I'm looking at the picture here in the ad, and he seems to, I guess he's crossing a finishing line.
Yes, ma'am.
But it looks like he's got kind of a rib deformation. Can I get it without the finishing line?
No, ma'am.
No.
I don't, if you'll let me check into that, I can check into that real quick for you.
Okay, well, let me ask you about another one. What about the torch carriers?
The torch carrier, the suggested manufacturer retail price is $124.95.
That's in addition to the $174.
Yes, ma'am.
The thing about the torch carriers, I don't know why they have two of them there to carry the one torch, and the guy on the right looks a lot like my ex-boyfriend. Is there a way I can get it without him?
I don't think so, ma'am, but I will check on that for you.
Well, okay, wait, I have one more I want you to check on. The gymnast?
Okay, the gymnast is...
Right.
Manufacturer suggested retail price is
$99.95 plus the $174.
Yes, ma'am.
I want you to find out if there's a way to get her so that she's pointing in the other direction because she's, like, bending over with one leg up in the air.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'd like it so that her backside is pointing at the person who's using the phone because I want to give it to my boss.
Yes, ma'am.
Will you check on that for me?
Yes, I will.
Okay, the number is 305-550-9536, and please ask for Don Cox.
I'll call you back and let you know this information.
Thank you. Bye-bye.